PatriotsPatriots.com.
Dude, check it out. This is the sweetest thing I've ever done.
For information on this or any other Patriots podcast, visit Patriots.com.
Wow. And all this time, I thought Googling yourself meant the other thing.
Now, the writers of Patriots Football Weekly and Lori Baranski.
Welcome to a Ross Report podcast, an official podcast of the New England Patriots. I'm Lori Baranski, and it's October 10th, Friday, here at Gillette Stadium. We only have Andy Hart here today, and he's jamming to the song over here. Andy, you're all alone.
I am. And while I need to praise our producer, Gary Gudecki, for the music,
great
big
song.
Fan of that
good
new Pink song.
Song,
I think something more appropriate might have been All By Myself.
You're not really all by yourself. I'm here.
No, I have you. But we also don't have any moves to talk about because the Patriots made no transactions. The entire team, including the practice squad, on the West Coast this week working out.
Including the PFW guys.
Including all the other PFW
Everybody's
boys.
Everybody's over in San Francisco.
San Francisco, actually living in Santa Clara, training in San Jose.
Having a good time.
Thanks, G. And they will be traveling on Saturday down the coast to San Diego for the game against the Chargers. So we're going to discuss the injury report this week because actually it's pretty interesting on both sides.
Let's not do that. This is both karaoke sides of the docket. Hour with Andy.
That's right. It's injury report time. So we'll use Thursday's practice participation reports, starting with the New England Patriots. Linebacker Eric Alexander, as he has been for quite some time, did not participate, hamstring. Running back Lamont Jordan, calf injury, did not participate. Tight end Dave Thomas had the flu and did not participate. Kelly Washington remains out with the ankle injury. Limited participation. Running back Lawrence Maroney with a shoulder issue, actually downgraded from the day before when he was a full participation. Lewis Sanders limited as he works back from the hamstring injury that's kept him out a couple weeks. And kicker Steven Gostkowski with a right thigh injury was limited in practice, although I wouldn't worry too much about that one. On the Chargers side of the docket, number of key injuries. Chris Chambers' ankle that he injured against the Dolphins got carted off. And originally thought it was broken. It is not, but still puts him very much a question mark for the game this week, and he did not practice. Nor did Vincent Jackson, the other wide receiver, with a knee injury. Giles Tucker, linebacker, who's helped replace Sean Merriman, who's lost for the season. He has a hamstring injury, did not practice. Limited participation for Antonio Cromartie, their talented cornerback. LaDainian Tomlinson, toe injury, limited. Mike Tolbert, fullback, ankle, limited. But a couple of guys I want to talk about on the Patriots side of the docket. The first would be Dave Thomas. I find interesting because he has the flu.
I was going to say, the flu is not a good thing for the Patriots.
And it's certainly not a good thing when they're all living in a hotel together with the potential eating out of the same dining room, practicing, sharing this small locker room that they're using at San Jose State. Be interesting to keep an eye on that to see if the flu spreads. Oftentimes when this happens, when one or two guys get the flu, see a lot of bottles of Pedialyte in the locker room and a lot of players getting their
nutrition
and fluids and all the things like that. The other one, Lawrence Maroney. I know you're
a
big fan.
Fan.
Well, you love him.
I do. I think he's
you
a
think
great
he's,
guy. I think
you know,
he has great potential. I think he's going to prove
something. As a first round pick
week.
In year three, he's dominating the field.
He is.
No, he isn't.
He can.
He has potential. Yes. And that's what I want to talk about. The potential of Lawrence Maroney. The potential, A, to be what everybody thinks he can be, and that's a talented
and what he has been in the
running
past.
Back. Flashes of in the past. Never consistently, and there is the problem. But the other issue is the injury. Now he's regressing. Goes from limited full participation in practice to limited, the shoulder issue week to week. Some speculation in today's Boston Globe that possibly the shoulder issue is why he has been running a little tentatively and maybe trying to avoid contact.
Right.
Either way, he's a frustrating player because he either can't stay healthy and it's hurting his abilities, or he's healthy and the injury is just sort of an excuse and he's not living up to, as you say, his potential as a first-round pick. But the bottom line is they need more from the running game. They need to become more consistent there. They had the 43 carries against the 49ers. They need a little bit more production. And with Lamont Jordan missing practice with the calf injury, this is now his second injury of the season. They've got a pair of running backs there that haven't found the ability to stay on the field. Sammy Morris has remained healthy. Obviously, Kevin Fox having a great year. But there's some issues there in the backfield where they need to get consistency in terms of production and consistency in terms of who's going to be on the field.
So do you think that's something to look forward to this week?
Yes, I think this will be interesting to see Lawrence Maroney because if Jordan can't go, and that's no guarantee at this point because he missed practice before the Miami game and then suited up and played in the Miami game, but if he can't go, this might be a last-ditch effort for Lawrence Maroney to maintain his starting job,
get
some productive yards. Now, if he's limited because of the injury, then you just have a lot of question marks in the backfield. But Patriots have some injuries that, you know, they're starting to add up a little bit. They've been relatively healthy aside from the major Brady issue so far. But both these teams now have lost their stars, Sean Merriman for the Chargers, Tom Brady for the Patriots, and now the injuries are starting to pick up at some other positions. Both teams come in a little bit banged up. I think the Chargers a little more so, with Philip Rivers has rib injuries, LT still battling the toe. That's been an issue all year that really slowed him. He's below 4 yards a carry.
Chambers,
a major weapon in terms of scoring, 5 touchdowns, a big play guy in their passing game. Vincent Jackson on the other side of the field. Antonio Cromartie, their best defensive back out there, on a pass defense that's already giving up the most yards in the league. So a lot of issues relating to the roster for this game for both teams. Probably not quite the game that NBC thought they were getting when they signed up for Sunday Night Football back in April. Brady out, Merriman out, a lot of the stars out, but still a good rivalry, and that's how NBC's trying to help hype it up.
Who are you favoring for this game?
I got to go with the Chargers in a tight victory.
Really?
I think it's a tough spot for the Patriots.
Even how banged up they are.
Yes. Their back is up against the wall. If they lose this game, they're in big trouble in terms of making the playoffs. They're at 2-3. They have to go on the road. Then they go on the road again to London, a long trip, obviously, around the world for them, basically. So I think they need to win this home game. Patriots, on the other hand, got the first game of the two-game West Coast trip, so you take a split there. Maybe not quite as much pressure.
But at the same argument, they've been out there. They're used to the time change. They're
yes,
in the climate.
That's why I'm torn.
Because I'm going to go with the Patriots.
Of course you are.
What does that mean?
You end every podcast with Go Pats.
Touche.
What's the score?
I will say 17-13.
Patriots.
Correct.
4-point victory.
Sure.
And I will say 24-20 Chargers in a 4-point victory.
Okay. If I win, you buy me lunch.
Sure.
Deal.
We'll see you next week.
Well, thanks, Andy, and myself. Thank you for listening. Go Pats!
Thank you for downloading this podcast from Patriots.com. Log on anytime for more news and more podcasts from your favorite team and Patriots.com.